This is Josiah Prenneman back on the air. Hope you guys didn't miss me. Now, back to the beckoning crowd and my ever-increasing nihilism. Because it needs to be done. I'm only really worried they might want to kill me. It's no big deal, I know, but I do still value my life just a little. Gotta go. The adoring masses approach.
As long as I'm capable of telling Mr. Brunner when he's paying too much for the item, I should be all right. I must say, this place is rather impressive.
First time at Sotheby's.
The perks of being a self-confessed expert, I suppose.
How long have we now been sitting around waiting for something, anything, to happen?
These things take time. They have to get through a whole bunch of other items before they get to the one Mr. Brunner wants.
It just feels a bit aimless, especially as he's not yet returned. Mr. Brunner explained fairly explicitly that it'd only be a moment. I fear the ice in his drink is starting to melt.
Are you trying to suggest that he's run out on us?
Of course not. At least, I don't think so.
Why would he do that anyway? We can't proceed without him, so it's no sting.
Maybe he discovered that someone else was trying to set us all up.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's entirely plausible. I don't like the idea, mind you, but we shouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
Presented for your perusal is the last remnant of the late Professor Johannes Holdemar's estate. So, what am I bid for this partially complete positronic brain?
Do you want to know why I've spent £10 million on what's little more than a hunk of metal at the moment?
I can't deny I'm curious.
Because it's going to make my associates and I very wealthy in time.
Josiah Prenneman, over and out.